You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Calling all writers and would-be writers, the fabulous Stephanie Wilder Taylor and I are conducting a virtual pitching workshop. That's pitching your article, pitching your book, pitching your essay. It's going to happen on October 23rd. That's a Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. We'll tell you everything we know about getting your work published online to build up your resume. It will also include an up-to-date list of over 80 places to send your stuff. You get to walk away with that. Let me know if you want a spot or pass it along to anybody who might be interested, please. The price for the workshop is $135, and you can register by emailing Stephanie here, stephaniewildertaylor@gmail.com. That's stephaniewildertaylor@gmail.com. This podcast is being brought to you by Voyage AC.
Hey, that's my line.
I thought we'd switch it up a little, just how I switched our old thermosy water bottles to Voyage AC's elegant biophotonic water bottles.
Ah, yes, the old biophotonic water bottle. Can I tell you a little bit about these bottles?
Oh, please tell us, hon.
The violet glass has a higher frequency than any other form of light, and it's also the same frequency as the human nervous system.
Wow. I was just going to say that the bottle is pretty, and it makes my water taste good.
It's all that, and it's good for you because you can actually charge the bottle in direct sunlight for an hour to allow the UV rays to penetrate the glass and boost the water.
Okay, now, Bill Nye, the science guy. Mm-hmm. You'll want to check out all of Voyage AC's wellness products, along with their gorgeous face and body products, beautiful scents, and phenomenal candles. So how can our listeners find Voyage AC?
You can find Voyage AC on our brand new website at theonlyonepod.com. Or you can go to www.voyageac.com directly. That's VOYAGEETCIE.com.
And as you know, Melanie is always willing to give my friends and family discount to all our listeners right now. That's 10% off everything you buy.
All you need to do is enter the only one at checkout.
That's right. All you have to do is enter the only one when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is the ultimate luxury blend of travel, design, and sense. And this podcast is supported by Cute Booty Lounge. I am so grateful because I love their fall colors. You know, I just had to get several pair because I literally live in these leggings and tops.
Yes, you do. And how cool is it that we get to promote a friend's business? Kelly Nishimoto and her whole team have become really good friends of the only one in the room.
Oh, we really love them.
Mm-hmm. And how strong and athletic you look in your leggings too, hon.
Thank you, honey. Mm-hmm. I know I feel like an athlete in my cute booty leggings. I'm sexy, confident, and strong. Cute Booty Lounge is made right here in the USA by women and for women. The company is incredible, female and minority owned. Everything they make makes your booty look amazing. Dresses, tops, loungewear, sleepwear. And their leggings have these super cute patented scrunch butt pockets. There's a cute booty style for everyone, even you, hun, because they started making men's briefs.
All right.
We had to get you some. Mm-hmm. Cute Booty Lounge has you covered. Embrace your body and love your booty.
And to make the deal even sweeter, head to cutebooty.com and enter the code THEONLYBOOTY to get 15% off your first order.
And if you're like me and you want to get your holiday shopping done early, and everyone loves getting a Cute Booty package, so go ahead and order.
Right. So head to cutebooty.com and enter the code THEONLYBOOTY to get 15% off your first order.
Hey, I want to tell you about my new favorite show, Me Becoming Mom, from People Magazine. People editor Zoe Ruderman is sitting down with famous women to hear all about their journeys to motherhood. She talked to celebs about everything from trying to conceive for years to surprise pregnancies, IVF to surrogacy, adoption to unexpected home births. Nothing is off limits in these emotional, candid, sometimes heartbreaking, but always heartwarming interviews. You'll hear from your favorite famous moms like Hoda Kotb, Alyssa Milano, Shawn Johnson, and more. So be sure to tune in and subscribe to Me Becoming Mom.
Tanya, thank you for that great interview. I am absolutely overwhelmed, intimidated, a little bit ashamed that I don't understand this opportunity. I know that it's coming around.
Mm-hmm.
I see people like you who are taking advantage of it. They're happy about it. They're changing their lives with it.
Right.
I find during the conversations, and we're talking about cryptocurrency, and we're talking about blockchain, we're talking about investing off of the traditional finance system, which I think is scary for people.
Right.
I think the first thing I did when I heard about it is I went to my broker and talked about it, and he didn't understand it. And I said, well, if he doesn't understand it,
I'm out.
It ain't working.
Right.
And then what I did is I sought information that supported the way I felt.
Right.
So I was looking for people to fail. And it's interesting because I surf and I sit in the same lineup for, I've been out there for 10 years. And I'm watching guys who literally have 15-year-old cars telling me what I need to do with my Bitcoin.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, I don't know, bro. I don't trust you, man.
Broker.
I see your car. Right, right. I see the clothes you wear. My broker says this and says that. But something about the way you speak about it
makes it so accessible, right?
And the confidence you have in it and the understanding in it. And I think for this conversation, I want to start with the idea that the thing I heard in the conversation that felt right was now we're taking away the ability for people to manage your money. We're working in a decentralized financial system.
Right.
Correct? That's the first place that my broker was challenged, I'm sure.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And that's what's challenging. You know, like I like to think my parents were those people who buried it in the backyard.
Absolutely.
You know, that idea that the dollar was something. But now what I think you're saying is we are seeing the digital space has allowed the financial systems to change in a way that is endless impossibility.
Correct.
Is that what you're saying?
This technology not only empowers the individual, it's going to make traditional finance better.
Right. Mm.
This is not an either-or proposition. I don't imagine a world, maybe I'm limited in my own thinking, I don't imagine a world where there's no traditional system, particularly given the role that money and raising money plays in government.
Mm.
This is not going away anytime soon.
Right.
But can it be better, faster, cheaper? Yes. Can I send $1,000 to Ghana and have it literally be the equivalent of $1,000 instead of a shell of its former self? You know, when you think of money remittances, that is so important around the world, but also here in the United States. It's very expensive to move money when you don't have money.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that brings up another really important thing is that I never knew or understood. What was the term used of people who don't have access to banking?
Unbanked or underbanked.
I never really understood that to be what it is the way I understand it today.
Mm.
In that people who can't get credit, they can't operate in the same circles. They can't educate themselves about money. They can't make it or lose it. And they have to find an external source to survive.
That's correct.
And you're saying what this system of cryptocurrency is allowing is people to exchange it on a more personal basis and be in control of that process, right?
That's correct. And to not be left out of a system. There are many people, maybe they struggled early and bounced some checks.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They are on a list. They are not getting a bank account.
Right.
You don't have a bank account, you're never going to have a high-level job. You can't do the most basic of transactions.
Right.
You'll go to payday loans and never, you'll fall into this cycle that is self-perpetuating.
And that says nothing about who you are. It just says
nothing about who you are.
And it says about what you have access to.
That is correct.
It's 14.1 million Americans who are unbanked.
Mm.
Yeah. And we talk about, well, Laura works on a diversity and equity
committee. Yeah.
Committee. And I think for adults, that's probably one of the best explanations of equity that I can think of is that I can operate in the world just like you. But right. if I don't have the ability to participate financially the way you do, I don't have equity, period.
Correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. I can be a good person, be honest, work hard, blah, blah, blah. But if I can't operate the way you do, then I can't get a house. I can't get a loan. I can't show up. And the way that that separates people. Like financial redlining, I guess, is
absolutely.
Kind of the mm-hmm. way it's still on a global level.
Mm-hmm.
And you see this opportunity balancing the financial advantages or the advantages people have to
absolutely.
Operate in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a, first of all, the opacity of the financial world is problematic.
Did you say opacity?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
You know, it's this, they have the information, you don't.
Don't
yeah. Good luck. And it's not, you know, a bug, it's a feature.
Okay.
Right? We call it the asymmetry of information. One side has all of the cards and the other doesn't.
Oh.
You can go into the casino, but guess what? You're coming out with nothing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And there'll be one person, yay, yay. We don't even know. Did they hire that person?
Right.
We don't know.
Right.
Right? So it's the other side of that. And from a blockchain perspective, most of these blockchains are public and permissionless, and they're public facing. We could pull it up on the computer right now, and you could literally see all of the transactions hitting, and you can see all of the public addresses of wallets. You don't know who they are.
Right.
But they're not anonymous. They're pseudonymous because they are connected to a public address. But that is a game changer because you now have access to how the system works and what any given wallet has at any moment in time. So you cannot say the same thing about bank accounts.
Can you explain what an NFT is? Is that going to take too long?
No, okay. I will distill it very quickly. In order to say what an NFT is, we have to talk about fungible. NFT stands for non-fungible token. Fungibility just means interchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
So a dollar, $1 is interchangeable because each one is the same value.
Right.
Even though technically speaking, each has its own serial number, the serial number is of no moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
A non-fungible token is unique. This is the reason it's so important for creatives, because there's always been a really difficult way of provenance and authenticity, of copying and theft in that way. And non-fungible tokens is a digital representation of ownership, kind of in the same way a deed is to a home.
Yes.
Right? The deed is not the home.
Right.
But it is your ability to exercise ownership and control over it.
Mm-hmm.
Non-fungible tokens do that for purely digital assets and also real world assets.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be really exciting to see what happens in the NFT space.
I mean, I just heard that term yesterday.
Oh.
Somebody was explaining to me how you can sell yourself basically as, say, a writer. And you go in with a share or 10 shares or whatever. It's worth this much. And then as your career grows and changes, those shares, whoever owns you, those shares become more value. They have a piece, you know.
I'm concerned about that. That's called fractionalized ownership. Well,
right.
There are a couple of different things, but yes, you can have a digital representation of a part of your career.
Hmm.
You have to be careful with securities laws, because if people are relying on the purchase of those tokens, like they're relying on you to make the price go up,
right?
That's like a classic security. And you don't want to run afoul of securities laws in that way. But non-fungible tokens in and of themselves, not a problem. And they are actually changing lives. Both like those big Christie auction, you've seen like the auction houses, millions of dollars. But it doesn't have to be millions of dollars. I know people who I have worked with in the creative space that are paying off rent. They're paying off debt. They are participating meaningfully in the same way we're talking about in things that they couldn't do before because of all of the intermediaries in art. Think of the gatekeepers that get to decide what is valuable in the art space.
Right. We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
Three things I wanted to touch base on. Yeah. First of all, how are the institutions taxing you on this money that you're extracting for your speedboat or for the house you bought? Is it equal to how we're being taxed in our portfolios and our brokerages? Is it fair? Are they catching up? Are they getting smart?
They are, because if you'll notice on 1040 this year for the first time, the top of the, you know, above the fold, the top third of that first page, they said, have you ever bought, sold, exchanged, or otherwise acquired cryptocurrencies?
They're marking you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, and that is problematic in some sense and really good in another way. Part of what's going on for the big raise that is coming with the changes in the tax laws is to ferret out underreporting. And there's a lot of underreporting of gains in the crypto space because, again, it's taxed as a capital asset.
Right.
So you're taxed on the upside. It's a lower percentage, but it is. And the underreporting is going to be problematic. Pay your taxes and also track your transfers because, unfortunately, in the crypto space, every time you exchange Bitcoin for another token, for example, that is a taxable event. Now, you may not owe, but it is a taxable event. Not your first purchase, but when you go from Bitcoin to Ether, when you go from Ether back to the dollar, each one of those moments, there is a taxable event, and you are responsible for tracking that. There are some good tracking programs now that didn't exist when I first got into the space, and some that integrate with like TurboTax and a lot of different ways you can do it, but you want to be intentional and be a good faith participant in the space.
Mm, yeah. I mean, it sounds like it's an ever-evolving thing as well. The last thing I just wanted to ask you about is how did it feel to buy your mother a home?
It is the single best thing I have ever done to see her so happy, to do something that in some small way gives back to a woman who gave up everything.
I mean, I think all of us
it just connects with that idea.
That's the dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then to take that out, and have you had students that have reached places that they never thought they'd be?
Yes. A lot of them are just starting to do that. I started Advantage Evans Academy last year. Mm-hmm. So you start to see people who are really making small incremental changes, but also just more confident in really understanding the world of finance. And that alone is really, really exciting to see.
Wow, right. It's amazing work. I'm going to go look at videos of you.
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah. Just so I can, I feel like I'd have to be in your class every day to really to let this stuff sink in and get past the jargon and
that's right.
And figure out what, you know, but I like that you're like, don't let it, this is something important that's happening. Don't let it get by you. It does fill me with some confidence to move forward.
So, good.
Yeah.
And what you said about us not having to understand every single thing, because that's what I do.
Yeah.
I wait until I understand it fully and then I'll pull the trigger. And you're saying, don't do that. Get in, learn as you go.
Right.
And be savvy, you know, be aware, educate yourself, but get in now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Learn while you earn.
Learn. Thank
it.
You.
Learn
while you earn.
Thank you for coming to the house. It's so great to meet you.
Yeah, thank you,
Tanya.
Appreciate you.
Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room.
Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible brand new Only One interview. And every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading something that I love. If you have an Only One story you'd like to share or a piece of writing you'd like to submit, please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.